and we're live. How are you doing, Phil?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. How's Canada treating you?
Well, I'm not in Canada. I'm actually still in the U.S. If I go back to Canada, I get quarantined for 14 days. And I guess my thoughts are I just don't want to be on my own for 14 days. So I'm with a friend here in Wisconsin, and he's a coworker.
I see. I thought you were in Canada.
No. Everybody probably thinks I'm in Canada. In fact, I wish I was back in Canada because that's where my two daughters are. So I've been away from them for over a month. So this is the longest I've been away from them. So that's been tough.
Wait, because I saw you back in February, right?
And yes, you did.
You had a couple of stops and you were getting home. And then that means you managed to get home back then. And then you got on the road again.
Yes. So after I saw you, I had a few more stops, right, in the U.S. And then I went back home, went on a skiing trip with my daughters and my brother, Paul, and his family. And then after that week, I came back to the U.S. We had some stuff that I had to do at 3M. And then all of a sudden, there was a lot of closing the borders. I figured instead of me going back home, like I said before, to get quarantined for 14 days, I figured I'd stay in the U.S. Didn't know how long this is going to last, obviously, and still don't. So that's the scary thing. But trying to keep positive, that's me right there, right? Being positive. So hopefully I'll be back soon.
It's the only way to go about it, I guess.
Yep.
So, okay, so you're not home. You're in Wisconsin. So what are you up to?
So I met a guy I work with. His name is Nate Play. So he's one of the 3M application engineers. And he and his wife has an apartment above his garage. So I was able to stay here and work on my computer, which I do a lot of work for my computer. So it doesn't matter where I am at, I can still work.
Cool. Well, wait, Wisconsin, isn't it like Canada? Isn't it cold as well?
Well, it was nice on the weekend and now it just snowed again. So I was hoping that ugly white stuff would be gone and it's not, but it'll be gone soon. So, but you got snow too though, right? You still have snow, no? Or is that gone?
Not really. It's gone. Now it's, we're in spring right now at the moment. So
we're getting a lot
of sun. We're thankful for that, at least.
Yep, for sure.
So wait, so my geography is completely off when it comes to the states, but
yep.
Wisconsin, is it near 3M's headquarters or?
Yes, it is. So where I live is in Winnipeg in Canada. So if you take the Canadian map and you fold it in half, we're right there. So to get where I'm at now, you got to drive straight south, cross the border, and you hit a city called Fargo, and then you go all the way east, and you'll go through Minneapolis and St. Paul, where 3M is, and 45 minutes down the road is where I'm staying at, and that crosses the border from Minnesota to Wisconsin. So Wisconsin's not that far from 3M. Mm.
Got it. So that means you have to be at 3M headquarters a lot, or is that quarantined?
We're not in there right now. No, we're like everybody else, and we're at home and we're working from home. So, that's what we're doing right now. And there's lots to do. So you can even do videos from inside, like the place I'm at has a shop. So I can, you know, if I need to create some videos, I can.
So you went from traveling all over the world, doing a lot of shows, doing demos and all of that, and then you find yourself in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, and so, the place I'm staying at, the town, is just like my town back at home. So it feels like I'm at home because it's only 250 people that lives here, maybe less. So I'm not in no city or anything like that. We're safe and hunkered down.
So wait, so you're there now at the moment. You're quarantined the first days, I guess. What's your train of thought? What are you thinking? Okay, I need to do something. What can I do? What came to mind?
Learning more things. One thing I really wanted to do is I've always wanted to create my own YouTube channel. And
oh,
I know
you're a YouTuber?
YouTuber, yeah. Yeah, YouTuber.
Oh.
Yeah, new. Very, very new. And this gave me the chance to do that. For the last year, I've been learning the video programs like Adobe Photo Premiere. And that's from then on. Now I'm just going to keep on creating some videos, but very slowly. I'm going to try at first get the right content out there and then try to correct some of the video flaws that you'll probably see in some of the videos that I create.
So I'm right now here. I'm a Phil Aquin 3M authorized trainer. Is that your name?
Yes, it
YouTube
is.
Or?
Yeah. So it's just Phil Aquin, 3M authorized trainer. I figured I'm right now just for the industry. And I know, you know, some people know who I am. People are going to get to know me. Eventually I'll probably add to that, but right now, you know, less pressure if it's just me, right? If I start creating names and all that, that's kind of like an organization, it puts too much pressure. And then I don't think I would concentrate on the content as much. So it's just me. Yeah. And I'm thinking
cool.
of doing vlogs as well. So just talking in front of a camera and see how it goes, getting used to that.
Wait, this is cool. You recently started and you have 41 subscribers at the moment, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. A couple of days ago, and we'll see how it grows. I'm learning a lot about YouTube, and in fact, I put my first Instagram post up, and I had Matthew from Phenomenal Raps call me up, and he's saying, "You know, nobody can click onto your YouTube link," and then he basically helped me out and showed me how to post a YouTube link on my bio. Then people can click on it. So yeah, to me, for me, I do learn from mistakes. And I said that in one of my posts. That's the way to do it. I could have just stayed back and just try to hone in my craft, but then it would just never get up there. So I just pulled the trigger.
So wait, where do you want to take it?
I want to take it where I'm helping people out. And people are always asking questions that I can help them out with by video. I'm already doing that just with some of our customers, right? And even people on social media, I've sent a few videos out just helping them out, right? So I figured, well, why don't I just do it in like the masses and get on YouTube and finally, you know, help people out. I'm engaging. I want people to engage with me and really ask those tough questions that I can probably help out with. One thing I love doing is figuring out problems, and I may come up with some crazy tips and tricks, but eventually some of them do work.
Do you want to keep it tied with 3M or you want to go your own way? What's your thought there?
I want to tie to 3M. I'm 3M. I've been 3M since I was 14 years old. It's what I want to be known as, is that person who knows the 3M film. 3M film could be easy to install, and how do you do that, right? The more, instead of people like, oh, I'm having a problem with this, have a problem with, you know, just, you know, come on my YouTube page, ask me the question, and we can help by video. And I think that's a good platform right there. But then also, I wanted to show who I am. So the first video I did, and it took me hours, and I'm telling you hours, just standing in front of the camera, trying to be comfortable in front of a camera. I'm going to do more of that as well. Just talking.
Talking and informing people, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. I'm, you know, you watch these vlogs on YouTube, and they're very engaging and they're very interesting. So talking about raps, and I know if you're interested in raps or even just graphics in general, it's not just graphic, it's all kinds of films, like even window films or PPF. There's the film, like anything, because I install all of that. I'm not just knifeless, yeah. By the way. Everybody knows I'm knifeless Bill, but I do everything.
You're the guy. I guess you're known by knifeless, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm still a big part of that.
You can shoot just sick stuff with knifeless. So, but I mean, I've known you a couple of years now, so I know about your past, but it's a strange but positive way of going about it. I mean, you could go how deep and how wide you want with this. I mean, you could go. Content is all over, I guess.
Yeah, content is all over. I'm always worried, and I'm going to be worried about always having content. But one thing I'm really good at is thinking outside the box. And at first, you know, I'm going to do a lot of instructional videos. I'm going to do videos on just the products alone, in the 3M products and why they're good, right? And then eventually from there, there's other ways of just looking at the style for videos that you could do to make it engaging. Even playing games, like you just game. There's got to be ways where you can engage the people by just playing games with them through video. You know, there's all kinds of ways.
You know, there's something with every single material out there, and there's positive things with every material that make them easy to work with in a certain way, but there's always some issues that all materials have, and they're all different one to the other. You need to watch out for this on Avery. You need to watch out for that on 3M. You need to watch out on that on Hexes, and they're all different, right? Are you planning on also talking about that and how you can work around it? So you make it work, or you want to just do what you think people want to know, or could people send in requests, for example?
So when I do any kind of installation, it's going to be the way we install 3M, right? Mm. If I start, and then that's why I want to make sure that everybody knows this is going to be Phil Aquin, who is a 3M fan. He's a huge fan of 3M. So, and I've installed 3M. This is the way you install 3M. If I vary away from how I install 3M and then say install Avery, it's a different method, and I don't want to confuse my viewers. And the way and really for me, it's my platform is 3M and ways of making it install easier. So,
could people send in requests, for example?
Yep, big time. And the reason why I like that is that I even would like to get a hold of them afterwards, right? And then we can just talk on the phone and chat, like, you know, we've known each other for years. So engagement is key here for sure.
I guess this all puts, I mean, we're all in certain levels of quarantine maybe, so you need to think outside the box, and this seems to be a great way to do it.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing this is going to do, I'm going to learn a lot. When I do engage with my viewers, what's going to happen is that they're going to teach me things. I'm an open book. Like I'm a sponge. I'll take everything in. So I'm planning on learning a lot as well. In fact, I have a friend out in California that was already talking about videos of how I should get more depth. So instead of me standing in front of a wall, you should stand away from the wall and then take the video, right? So I'm already learning from that, and that's just over the last 2 days. So, yeah.
Then this has to mean that you're getting a lot of content done now since you're locked in behind for world.
It's not, I still have a lot of 3M work. So I work on 3M during the week, and on the weekends I'll be doing my videos for myself. And the content is going to be once a week for now. I know I put a couple videos on this week, but I actually got 4 videos on there. But one of those videos were done 3 years ago when I wrapped my Tahoe. But I just want some fresh content, and I'm looking at even like that vlog thing and just talking and finding a subject and just going with it. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to showing my personality on video. Comfortably.
I think it shines through. I mean, it's all getting used to it, and it's going to take a while, but yeah, I think it shines through.
Yeah, you're a likable guy. Oh, thanks. You too. I did. And it was great seeing you in February. Like, you know, we haven't seen each other for such a long time. I'm glad we had the opportunity before all this happened. I think we had a great time.
Do you remember we were sitting there eating dinner one night talking about what all this corona was going to mean and how it was going to look after a couple of weeks? We had no idea.
Oh, not even a clue. Like, that's going to stay where it came from, right? Or it's just like, if it does come here, you know, it's only like, it's what you've heard in the news, like the young people won't get it. And no, it's just completely a 180 from there. So this, it's been interesting. It's been hard. But I think there's positives that's going to come out of this. Like, there's going to be a lot of learning. Like what I'm doing here is where I'm learning more about YouTube's and videos and trying to improve myself. And I think you're going to see that across the board with everybody. So everybody's doing it. You're going to see some different approaches when we get out of this. Like, I don't know what your thoughts are on about this handshaking thing, but I just don't see it anymore. People handshaking when they see each other. Like, I think, Simon, we should be coming up with our new handshake after this call.
Man, I'm South American. I need the hugs. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh man, the hugs too. I know. I
the worst apparently. So,
it's
but hey,
like an air hug. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. We'll take it whenever time comes. We take it from there. So. But I wanted to ask you also about February back in Metro Raps.
Yeah.
What did you think? Did you like it? Was it the first time for you, right? Doing that kind of shows?
Yes. Yes, it was the first time that type of format. I liked it. I thought it was great. I was able to interact with the kids too. I had a couple of the kids pulling the knife list after I did the design. So, and then working with everybody. The thing is that everybody worked so great together. We were all in sync, and it was our sync and up, and it was just great. So I think it went out with a flaw, and Justin did a great job for setting that up, and Metro.
I was meaning to ask you also as well. I've seen you do some pretty awesome patterns, and I've always wondered, where do they come from? I mean, do you sit at the hotel at night thinking, oh, I'm going to draw this out first, or you just get there and just use the car as a canvas?
Well, for an event like what we did in February, I did stay up, and actually a couple nights before, I realized that I was going to be doing the design. So I did start going on my computer, and I work on a program. I'm not like everybody else. My brother and I use a program called Xera. And nobody knows it. I think it's just an easy program. Like I was never taught on Adobe Illustrator, which is funny because now I'm using Adobe Premiere. But we use a program called Xera, and I was designing on that. But other than that, sometimes a crazy idea gets in my head, and trust me, there's been some crazy ideas that I've done on some hoods, which it took a lot of time, and I just don't give up. And that's the thing, is sometimes I get this idea in my head, and then halfway through, I'm like, why did I even think about this? Yet I don't stop. I keep going. And eventually it looks pretty cool when it's done. So I'm pretty proud of that kind of stuff.
What's the longest you've been at it? Going at the same, at a design, for example, a hood.
A hood? Oh, there was one a couple months back or last year sometime where I did a pretty crazy scenery on the hood, and there was trees and moon, and oh man, that took a few hours, and I had some help pulling all the knifeless out of there because there was a lot of knifeless still left under there, and it was an emboss. I could even send you a picture after. I know nobody can see that. But maybe I'll try to get that out to you afterwards.
try to put it up as well.
Yeah.
On the social media.
Yeah.
But how do you know which one to start pulling?
On the one that I was talking about, I started from one end and finished to the other end. And really, you just go in reverse order. And that's all about Knifeless, is that when you install Knifeless and you know you're going to overlap it, you find your pattern and you start from one end of your pattern, you work your way to the end. And then when you put the vinyl over top, you work backwards. And you shouldn't have no issues. If you start jumping around, that's when you're going to forget. And you don't want to do that.
Now, I know that you said it before also, fill is 3M, right?
Yes.
So now we don't, I'm not sure. We might get SEMA, we might not get SEMA this year, we don't know. So it's usually the time where new products come out. I don't know what you're allowed to say or what you're not allowed to say, but I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
What can we expect? Is there anything new, interesting coming out? What can you say? What can you not say?
Oh, usually I can't say. So that will part, I'll have to keep quiet. Yeah, but there's stuff on the horizon for sure.
Is it big stuff? Is it normal stuff? I'm trying out here.
Oh, it's stuff. Yeah. Lots of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can talk about stuff. I can talk about stuff forever. Like all kinds of stuff. What other stuff you want to talk about?
All right, we'll leave it there then. So, but hey, that's going to be interesting as well. We don't know if SEMA is coming up or not in a couple of months. There's no.
Well, yeah, sure. We don't know what's going to happen with the shows. I hope they continue. I think they will. Like ISA, I hope that happens again. I know it got postponed. SEMA is always a favorite. It's long 4 days of wrapping, and I'm telling you, like I think last year the SEMA was really good. You know, we had all these cars in the booth at 3M, and we were wrapping it four times a day, I believe. It was four times a day. So, and we had some crazy designs in there, and we had Metro even came in. Metro Wraps from Miami, they were able to do a wrap on the vehicle. We had people from Brazil. We had Steve and Jen Carney's team came on there. I can mention some more: Jamie, Molly, Casey. You know, we all participated. And Rafael from Poland. He was a huge help as well. So, but the designs were just amazing. Like there's some cool designs. They all brought their A game. But that's what SEMA's about, is you come in here and you just, it's like bang, bang, you see all these designs. And then about an hour later, there's another one, right? So it always makes people come back to your booth, which is really great to see.
I like SEMA. I like SEMA a lot.
Yeah. Are you going to go if it does happen? I think it will happen. You know, we just got to stay positive. It will happen. It will be happening.
They move Vespa also. So Vespa Europe, I was planning on that one, but they moved it after summer, I guess. So I also booked that one as well. But who knows? I mean, like you said, I stay positive. I hope for the best, and then we'll see.
So what are you up to for the last, since this started, this pandemic? Like what have you been up to? Have you been learning anything?
Yeah, to be honest with you, we have it a little bit. We're not in quarantine over here in Sweden, so with social distancing, we're practicing social distancing. That's what it's called, I guess.
That's right. I heard about that.
I mean, there's a lot of people saying that it works. A lot of people are saying that it doesn't work. People that don't understand it, how we're just not going into quarantine. I don't know. I'm not a biologist. I don't know. I just follow. I hope people that are on power seem to have thought of it well enough. So I believe. And we'll see. Time will tell if it's correct or not. But it's like you, trying to stay positive, trying to do as much work as possible. We have some free time, so we get to do some interesting projects that we've been thinking about doing. Hopefully we'll put some pictures soon. Just letting the imagination go, run freely. And we, like, I guess like everyone out there, taking one day at a time.
Yeah. I don't know about you. I don't know why. I'm always keeping myself busy, but I find the days are still flying by faster than they were before. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just that oddball that's thinking this, but I thought when I looked at the date, it was April 16th. I was like, what? Like, I just thought it just was the first week of April, and all of a sudden we're in middle of April, and well, you know it. You know, we're gonna be out of this soon. So that's how I will look at it.
I definitely see the end of the tunnel. I don't know when, but I choose to believe there will be an end soon, and we'll take it from there. I mean, there's not much you and I can do against it all. It's the whole world that's fighting against it. So we try to do our best, and we see what that ends, I guess.
Yeah, well, for sure.
But definitely staying positive, like you said. That's the only thing. That's the one thing that you can really, I guess you could chip in with. Staying positive. Yeah,
staying positive. And even rapping. If the owner of a shop has their employees, just send them home with some vinyl and have them rap. Like, you know, I think there's a good time of just honing in that skill as well. Just rap a fender, okay, rap it again, and just kind of repeat it until you get faster and better. So I think there's options there too during this time, is just practice.
No, for sure, for sure. I mean, time needs to go by, so you could either choose to do something productive out of it or not.
Yep. Yep.
So, some quick questions before I let you go. What is your favorite vinyl at the moment? Color or?
Well, I'm always a big fan of the 3M 780 MC. It's just awesome. Like, obviously, my trucks were wrapped in it. My brother's boat was wrapped in it. It's a product that during day or night, it just looks good. When the sun hits it on it, it's just, it shines, and the blue on my Tahoe would change color. So to me, the 3M 780 is one of my favorites. If I would look at the new 2080, which is we have out there, I love the satin. There's a satin blue that's available, metallic, and I just think that's a great color. And I the satin colors for 2080, the 3M Wrap Film Series 2080, it's just very easy to install. The film is able to stretch around objects a little bit easier with little to no heat. So I'm not a big fan of the whole cold stretch. I'm not a cold stretch guy. I do like heat. I think the difference is with this film is that you just have to use a little less heat. That's all.
Mm. I mean, I don't know how it's back in the States, but over here, at least in the Northern Europe, it's slowly being released, especially now after, with all of this with Corona, it's been pushed forward. So
yeah, that's all over. It's they're doing it in phases. I think it helps instead of just bringing it all in one block. So the 1080 is still out there. If you just go to your local distributor, they should have the information on which films are out during which phase.
What about tools? What's your go-to tool at the moment?
I'm going to tell you, okay, so my go-to tool has always been the dot tool. There's a dotting tool, I call it. You can go on Amazon, look it up. But I find the dotting tool helps with knifeless. It just has this little round ball at the end. And when you're installing turns on the knifeless tape, you can actually take that ball and make sure you light, you indent the in center of the knifeless, right? So then that filament doesn't pop out. So that's one of the tools I like. I'll tell you a crazy tool I would use on a vehicle that you probably would never have heard of, is a hole punch. Have you ever thought about using a hole punch on a car? Not on the car, I mean, but on the vinyl.
Why? What would you use
it? So a hole punch puts the perfect hole. It puts a perfect hole. So if you're doing any kind of relief cuts, say, I like to use it by the driver's door where the window and the jamb. So there's an indent there as a point. And what I would do is actually have a hole punch. I would hole punch near that indent where I'm trying to turn the corner, slice up, from the hole, right? So you have a hole, slice up, and now what happens is that you got that perfect hole that you can wrap things around where it won't rip. Because if you try using your knife to make the relief cut, if you don't make a perfect cut with that relief with that knife, you can actually rip the vinyl, where the hole punch would not rip the vinyl. There will be a video out soon. It's very hard to explain.
Listen, but you're a YouTuber now, so you need to do two new videos. one with the dotting tool and one with the hole punch.
But the hole punch is a crazy, crazy tool because it does work. It so works. You'll see.
Okay, cool. So before I let you go, Phil, is there anything you would like to tell the wrapping world out there?
I hope they will please subscribe to my YouTube page. Definitely engage with me, social media. And I don't know, like, I'm just trying to think here. I think there's just so they know that I will be working on some content. I'm working on different ways of installation, ways of making installs a lot easier. I've broken it down to like a science on how to install a car, and it's not how you look at the car; it's how you break it down, and then how you wrap it. So you're gonna see a lot of that coming up from me. The other thing is, I guess I want to reach out to some of my friends and collaborate with them as well, like Rafael, and you know, you got Adam Sumner out in California. Like, Adam's such a smart dude that some of the techniques he comes up with is groundbreaking. So to me, I'd like to reach out, even with you, like, you know, reaching out with you and working with you as well. I find if you have two positive people in the same room, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, especially if both love what they're doing.
What you do is you basically sit there for hours, and it's more just talking, and then eventually you come up with a technique or an idea, right? So I think the best part is just communicating back and forth and chatting and just talking about what you love to do.
The cool part is that you realize that you're not the only one going around with that strange idea in your head when you're waiting on the cashier.
Yeah.
How am I going to tackle that corner? Maybe I should do this.
Yeah. Well, it starts off with, I got this crazy idea. And then you tell them, they're like, oh, wait a second, that makes a lot of sense. But you can add more to that idea. And then this idea gets bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden you got this little wrapping technique that you came up with. I use the release liner of the 3M's liner for installing. It's funny, but it works. Yeah, it works.
I've seen that one. You need to have a video on that one as well.
Yeah. I'm gonna have it's gonna be the 3M release liner series. What you can do with the liner, right? Because the unique thing about the 3M liner is nothing sticks to it afterwards. It's perfect. It's your, you know, it's the way you can make vinyl go underneath things a lot easier. How about that? Like moldings. So, yeah.
But, okay. So one more time, Phil, before I let you off. What is, if people want to find you on YouTube, what do they need to push in the search field?
I would just search up Phil Aquin, 3M authorized trainer, and you'll see a blue logo. With Phil Aquin in white letters and my signature in a light blue. So it's kind of my logo for, and I can't wait to start making some merchandise like shirts and hats and all that with that. So it's going to look really great. So yeah, Phil Aquin, 3M authorized trainer on YouTube, Phil Aquin on Instagram, Phil Aquin on Facebook. Really, it's, I kept it pretty simple. And cool. Aquin spelled AQUIN.
Now you all know where to find him.
Yep, for sure.
Okay, Phil, I'm not going to take more of your time. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for taking your time. It was really cool talking with you. And it was a true pleasure seeing you in February. It was really nice catching
up. Yeah, hope we can do it again soon.
By the way,
yes,
for everyone out there,
oh yeah,
I always thought what 3M stood for. I was informed about that back in February. Could you tell everyone out there what 3M stands for?
Yes, that's 3M is Minnesota Mining Manufacturing. Now, I haven't been asked that question in a while, so just double check.
So now you know what it's 3M.
Yeah, 3M. Yeah, because it's from Minnesota. So, yep.
Cool. Okay, Phil, thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you here. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.